The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of God, a man, will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities, do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say." The Gospel of the Lord. We have here in this very last part of the gospel an encouragement from our Lord about persecution. And they oftentimes, when for all of you who are daily mass goers, a problem that you often bring to me is that things are going wrong and that the world is going in a direction that it shouldn't be going, that society and its moralities are just going in a bad direction. And so I encourage you to not lose hope. I encourage you to not be discouraged, because I think it's very easy for us to turn on the news, to watch this or that, or to hear this or that, and to be discouraged. To be discouraged that it seems that things are getting worse and worse every single day. But we know that this is the reality of the world. And Jesus tells us throughout the gospel, that there will be persecution, that there will be difficulties, that there will be suffering. This is nothing new. And here we are sitting here in this parish church 2,000 years after the time of Jesus. And it's still true that there is still suffering. There is still great loss. There is still immorality. There is still discouragement with politics and with the daily lives of violence and etc. You can go on and on about what is wrong with the world. But our Lord has assured us that things will be okay. And we have to trust him. We have to trust that when God says that, he means it. They're not empty promises. And he says that when you're faced with difficulties, when you're faced with tribulations, I will give you what you need. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to say, will direct you, will direct you in all things. So do not worry. Today we also commemorate St. Teresa of Avila, or St. Teresa of Jesus, she's often known, as the doctor of the church. And she speaks and says that when we put ourselves with Christ, when we cling on to Christ himself, he can bring us through all things. And he will console us through all things. The saints know this so very well, and their very personal experiences of suffering, of persecution. But the one thing that they hold fast to is Christ. And what does that mean to hold fast to Christ? It means to receive from Christ, and that is the sacraments. That God has given us through the sacraments the grace and the ability to be able to endure all things. Yes, spiritual things from sin. But in that very aspect of God giving us the grace to not fall into sin, but rather the grace to be able to pull away from sin, it's impacting our physical life. It's impacting the way that we interact and the way that we see suffering in the world. That we don't see it through the eyes of hopelessness, but we see that the eyes of hope. And we see it that there are opportunities for us to lend the love of Christ, which he's given to us, to other people. And these are all small acts of charity, these are small acts of love that will change the world. And we can't change the world in one moment. But what we can do is we can put in these little drops of love for each other. It's little words of encouragement. And over time, what happens is that that pot overfills. It overfills and it pours. That is the love of God. A love and a hope that overfills ourselves so that we can overfill it to other people. Because we know that when Jesus comes, he will bring to us all that is love, all that is peaceful. We need to cooperate with him. We need to be able to engage with what he's given to us and to trust that he is there, that he will not abandon us.